These are the headline stories from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfull. These are the headline stories of May 16, 1918. More than 300 boys are slated to depart on transports to France and England this month. Prohibitions on printing specific listings of units in transit are in place, but the military offered statistics that show 1,647 Elgin men are included in the war effort currently. 84 are commissioned officers. More than 400 are listed as abroad. An additional 360 men were on the register to join service in June. An additional 100 young men have been rejected from volunteer enlistments due to physical conditions. Private George Applegate of the Jefferson Barracks in Missouri became the second son of Elgin to give his life in the war effort. Applegate had enlisted in the Medical Corps. His mother, Mrs. John Williams, was called to Missouri as her son had contracted spinal meningitis and had been sent to the Jefferson Barracks for treatment. Elgin Exemption Board Clerk H.D. Hemmons has urged men who will become draft eligible to take advantage of the offer of Captain Brightman of the Home Guards in Elgin. Brightman has made the offer for Elgin men of draft age to join the Guard for drill at no charge. If a young man has self-pride and wants to become a corporal or a sergeant as soon as he can after entering the Army, he should accept the offer, according to Hemmons. The women volunteers for the Child Welfare Campaign were praised for their work by the Congress of Mothers of the Franklin Parent Teachers Association in their meetings in Aurora. Mrs. Ira Couch Wood, the head of the state's child welfare group, indicated that it was time the state and federal government show concern for the infant population of the nation. The government has cared for animals, and those include cattle to guinea pigs, she noted. America's big job for now, she added, is to back up its Better Babies issue. These are the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum, 360 Park Street, Elgin.